Hi guys, it's me, Megan Hashem, and today I'm just talking goals, big dreams. If you know what you want, you will get it. If you know what you want, you need to know what you want. You've probably heard it. Write down your goals. Write down all your big goals. I do write down my goals, definitely. I believe in that. I believe in writing them down and that there's power in writing things down. But then I was thinking, I have goals like make this business succeed, get to be a better dancer, blah, 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 blah. All these goals, I think we all have goals, whether you've written them down or not. We probably have a bunch of goals running around in our head, and hopefully you're making your action plan and to-do list that have to do with those goals. And that's step one. I mean, that is usually what people do first. But what I think we need to do first is write down what we want our life to be. And this can change from time to time in life, obviously. But as a starting point, before setting all those goals, like we kind of know what goals we want, they're a little easier. I think seeing the bigger picture and seeing where you want your life to be. Write down exactly the woman or man that you want to be. Who is it? What are you doing? What is your life about? What are you doing on the daily? What do you want for yourself? So start with that bigger vision. Start by writing down the person you want to be, what you want to be doing every day, what you want surrounding you, where you want to live, who you want to be around, all that stuff. Write it down in as much detail as you can. And I say go wild. Don't edit yourself the first time. Just write a story about who you will be. Who you want to be. Write it in the first person. I am blah, 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 blah. I am this. I feel this. I have this. Whatever the things are. And feel free to go wild, guys. Go crazy. Don't think small. Think big. Don't pick something that's just doable within whatever, a month, a year even. Think about the big picture and where you see yourself. What is your grand life plan? And that can be overwhelming sometimes to people. To me, I get super excited. But there is a bit of overwhelm, right? So it can be a little overwhelming thinking like, what do I want to do for my whole life? What do I want my whole life to be about? And if it is overwhelming, you can do it in smaller chunks, right? So you can do it just like one part of your life. What do you want? What do you want for your relationships? What do you want for career? Build it into smaller chunks and then maybe have a whole story in the end of all these chapters. But for me, I find it super exciting to just go crazy, write your whole life. What's it gonna be? What are you doing? Big dreams. And then from there, you, first of all, you're telling your subconscious what you're going to be working towards. And that's a big thing. And I think sometimes we're not clear on what we really want in the end, the big picture, what we want. I think often we'll be like, oh, I want my business to succeed, or I want to make this amount of money, or I whatever. But we're not really clear on what you want your whole life to look like once all this happens, right? What are all these things building up to? And are they the right things to build you up to what your big dreams are? And your big dreams might not be what you think they are right now. If you start writing and start discovering what, if you let your mind run wild, what are your big life goals, and look past the goals, the little goals, they might not be little, they might be big, all the goals you have right now. Not that they're not good, but they might not be in line with what, where you're going, your higher purpose, your bigger picture of yourself. So, you know, let go of some things and be free to dream, even if it's not even in the realm of what you're doing right now. So I've had that many times. I've been a dancer, dance instructor, all this stuff. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, but I want to do fitness, or I want to play hockey, or something just like that. I mean, let yourself run wild. You don't need to stick to one thing and never go off path, right? A lot of people see it as a waste of time. Like, well, you took all that time to do that. Now you're going to switch. Well, I don't switch. I still do the other thing. And even if I didn't, it led me to this. I learned so much through all these experiences and things that will cross over to other things. So, you know, look past your everyday, look past what you think you should be doing, what you think your life should be about. Look past that and try and go a little deeper. And I think writing really helps there. So keeping a journal, writing, you could write every day and discover so much about yourself. Writing down what you want for yourself, what you want for your body, what you want for your home, what you want for your career, what you want for your family, what you want for your life. Just writing down, you could just be jotting, like they could be very casual notes at the start. You could just, if it's hard for you, just write, journal what you're feeling every day. What are your goals? What are your dreams? What's something that might not be totally what people would think you would want, but you're inside dying to do? Things like that. And they can be small, they can be big, and it will all lead up to something. And the power of writing things down, especially present tense, the power of writing things down in the present tense as if you have it right now is super powerful. I mean, you've probably heard this from all the self-help gurus out there. You've heard it from The Secret. You've heard it from self-help books and podcasts and everything, writing down, but often we don't do it. We hear it and we're like, oh yeah, I gotta do that. And then we don't actually do it. That has happened to me many times. Every time I do write something down, it usually will come true. Every time I put it on my vision board, that reminds me. It's a reminder every day. Work towards that. That's what you want. That's what you're going for. Don't get bogged down with all the day-to-day busyness and to-do lists and everything. That is your big purpose. Remember it. Remember it. Even if you're not working at it today, even if you have to do laundry and dishes and deal with bills and all the other day-to-day, everyday stuff, you need to find that little piece of time to kind of either dream or work or think about those goals, the big goals, because you don't want to go years and years and years and be like, what happened? You know, I didn't remember I wanted to do that. I didn't work on it ever. And even if you're working on something just half hour a day, that's better than nothing. And you're going to get there slowly, slowly get there. And you're putting it out to the universe that you want that. I think the main thing is if you know what you want, you will get it. If you know what you want, you need to know what you want. I'm not even clear exactly of what I want sometimes. I mean, I know some things. I want to be fit. I want to have a loving family relationship. I want to have amazing friends. I want to dance every day. I want to work out every day. I want to eat healthy foods. Like, there's those things. Of course, I know I want those. I know some bigger picture things too, right? I know some business goals I have. I know some book goals I have, writing books. But then there's past that, like, what is it that you want your big, amazing life to look like? And it can be exciting. Don't get bogged down and be like, I don't know, it's overwhelming. Think of it as exciting, and it will be. It's exciting. You can pick anything. You can just go wild, go crazy. There's no limits. So create the life you want. Write down what you want, envision what you want, feel it as if you have it, and then, you know, work on it. Obviously, if you don't know what you want, it's very difficult to work on it. So often I might have something I want in my, like, it's back in the subconscious of my whole head. And if I don't sit down and think about it and write it out, I'll never really be clear on what I want. And I'll be working on other goals. But then there's this thing. You need to write it down, bring it to light, bring it out to yourself and the universe. So it will happen. The universe will work with you if you know what you want. So you need to be clear on what you want for your life. What do you want? Get crazy, dream big, do it all. You've heard all those things. I'm not trying to be cliched, but it's so true. You need to know what you want. So first, number one, be clear on what you want for your life, the big dreams, the big goals, the big hopes, and then start working on the little goals and the little to-do lists that have to do with that dream. And the universe will be right by your side. It will be right with you. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be in a year. It might not be in 5 years. Who knows? But you're working slowly towards that big life that you want. And in small ways, you're going to see it creeping in, creeping in. It's going to be amazing. You're going to be like, I'm on the right path. It's all happening. I want to tell you a crazy story. So we weren't even thinking of moving, me and my husband, my family. We were not going to move. We were happy with our house. We loved our house. We loved our area. We loved everything. And we weren't thinking about moving. During COVID, we got kind of bored. We were like, let's look at real estate. Like, mainly him. He's really into real estate. He likes looking at listings, just even if we're not thinking of moving. So we were looking around. We have a friend who's a real estate agent. We were looking at a few houses just right around us, in an area we really wanted to live in. And it's very close to where we were living and it's not that different. We were looking at houses very similar to ours. So I was like, I don't know, is there a point in moving? We looked at a really, like we looked at some beautiful homes. We looked at some messed up homes. And one day we looked at this house and I thought it was gonna be our house. I was like, oh, this is gonna be the house because I said, I'm not moving unless I'm like in love and it's worth a big move, right? Because I said I was never moving from that house. Like I was totally content. I love the house we were living in. Anyways, went to see a house one day and it was not nice. It was a beautiful area. It had potential, but we weren't looking for a fixer upper, right? So I was like, no, that would have to be like knocked down and a whole other house put there. And that is definitely not what I was looking for. And I was like, no. And then as we were driving away, we were driving down a street to get back home. And I saw this street and I saw these beautiful homes and I saw this little cute area. And I was like, this is the street I want to live on. This is the street we need to find a house on. I said that out loud, didn't write it down or anything, but I did proclaim it to my family and the world. This is the street I want to live on. We didn't see anything there other than like a tear down house. And I was like, no. Anyways, went home and I think within a few days, a listing came up on that street. And I was like, wow, that's funny. Like that's the street that I said we should live on. This has gotta be it. And my husband was like, this house looks really good. Like, I feel like if we really like it, we should put an offer on it right away. And I was like, really? It's awesome. I looked at the pictures. I was like, wow, it looks so good. It ticks a lot of boxes that we were looking for. And we went and saw it and loved it immediately. And definitely put an offer and ended up through a lot of, drama and stuff. We did end up getting the house and it was very exciting. And in the end, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe like funny things like that happen, right? Where like, I just said on a whim, like it could have been any street in this area, but I said on a whim and I said the street name, this is the street we need to live on. And then now we're living on it. It's so strange to me, but so amazing and so great to know. So proclaim what you want, you know, let the universe know, I want this. I want to live on this street. I want this much money. I want this job. I want to own this business, whatever it might be for you. Let the world know. And then of course, work on it. You can't just let the world know and then go take a nap or something. Like, work on it. Definitely. We kept looking at listings, trying to find a house that we didn't even know we wanted. And it came. So you got to keep working on it, obviously. But a big step is knowing what you want, being clear, like, this is what I want. And that can be hard. It can be hard to get there. And that's why I'm saying journaling, writing it down can really help clear your mind up to know what you want and then start working on it. Because you can't work on something if you don't know what it is. Like, imagine if someone came to me and said, I don't know, should I lose weight? I don't know if I should gain weight or lose it or I don't know. That'd be really confusing. What would you do? Do you eat more? Do you eat less? It's confusing. What if you went to a hairdresser and said, I don't really know what I want you to do? I mean, she could make a guess and then it would be in her hands, but you wouldn't be getting kind of what you liked or wanted. What would the outcome be? We don't know. It's like hit or miss. It might work, it might not. So, you know, usually when you go to the grocery store, you kind of know what you want. Or if you go to a hairdresser, you kind of know what you're going in for. So it's the same with life. Be clear on what you want from life. What do you want? What do you really want for your life? Big, small, write it all down. Your thoughts are seeds, so plant those seeds. Plant those thoughts and then germinate those seeds. Work on those seeds. Work on your life and your goals, knowing what it is, what type of seed you've planted. What is it you want? Don't just aimlessly, that can work sometimes, but it's a lot less direct. So try and figure out what you want for your big life and then work on those goals to get there. Work on an action plan. Write everything down. Write it down, present tense, I am, I feel, I just in the present tense. So don't write, I want to be a billionaire, right? I am a billionaire and I feel this way and I this and I that, right? That's just an example there. It could be for your health, could be for your whatever, love life. It doesn't matter, but I'm using an easy common goal there. Having a habit of journaling either every night or every morning. I need to get back into it. Let's do it together. Let's all get back into that and reap the benefits of it, right? See our lives change with all that journaling and writing and goal setting and writing as if we are those people that we are looking to become. So what do you want? What do you want your life to be? I'm here with you. Let's chat. Let's talk about it. And let me know how it's going for you guys. Talk soon. Stay healthy. Stay happy, guys. Bye.